Mark, you know, you've had a lot of ideas over the years, because I've known you forever,
many ideas
are funny, but you probably wouldn't carry out.
Yeah, there's that time I pitched doing an entire show dedicated to Seinfeld that
there's still hope for that.
But I don't think so.
This next story is about one of those wouldn't it be funny ideas that's actually taken off. Here's Stephanie Carrico, owner of the Trunk Space in downtown Phoenix.
So probably 10 years ago now, I was goofing with some friends, and I was like, man, there's a race, the Indy 500, and Indy is a style of music. It'd be funny to do an Indy 500 where there's 500 songs.
And that is what started the Indy 500. That's Indy with an I-E. It's a marathon of a music festival in its sixth year, which starts today.
There are going to be 100 bands playing 500 songs as quickly as they can. Here's Carrico again.
We call it a race, and we try to beat last year's time and how fast we can get through 500 songs. And everybody has to work together. We have two stages, so music doesn't stop. So you have to get in, you got to get set up, you got to play your songs quickly, and you have to depend on each other, I think, in a way that's different than a normal show.
Now, for Carrico, it's a lot of work every year, some of which she's managed to pass off to volunteers this time around, but she says it's all worth it when she gets to watch this kind of community it creates.
People have met good friends there because you're hanging out for, you know, 36 hours sometimes. People have seen bands they wouldn't normally see and become friends with people that they wouldn't normally meet and created new projects. So I definitely think it can build that.
So if you want to go check it out this weekend, get ready.
It's $10 for a wristband. Once you've got a wristband, you can leave and come back. So if you want to go sleep for a while, you can. People sometimes have brought sleeping bags and slept in the courtyard on the grass.
And whether you stay and sleep on the grass or just come for a few songs, Carrico says she hopes it offers a uniquely Phoenix experience.
I hope that people get to see some music, some performers they've never seen. I hope they get a better appreciation for the community we have here. I think the music community in Phoenix is really cool. It's big. It's crazy that we can pretty easily book 100 bands.
And Carrico says her favorite time of the festival is early in the morning.
Because you have a bunch of people that have been up all night and they're kind of goofy, but then they're also bonded in this way. And then seeing music as the sun comes up is such a cool thing that we don't normally get to see.
The Indy 500 starts this afternoon at Trunk Space and ends Sunday morning at 2 a.m.